Now, the long-running dispute between Qatar and its Gulf neighbours appears to be at an end after the signing of a document by leaders at a meeting of the Gulf Cooperation Council in Saudi Arabia. The Emir of Qatar embraced the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as he arrived in Saudi Arabia for a summit aimed at resolving the rift. It's the first time that Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani has taken part in a GCC summit since Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Bahrain imposed an embargo on his country in 2017 over accusations of supporting terrorism, which Qatar has denied. Our Middle East business correspondent Samir Hashmi is watching the developments.
Now, this is the 41st GCC summit, but clearly one of the most significant ones in recent years, and that was quite evident when Sheikh Al Thani was embraced by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the de facto head of Saudi Arabia, when he arrived in Al Ula to attend the GCC summit. And the pictures are quite significant also given the bitter rivalry between Saudi Arabia and Qatar over the last 3.5 years. Now, this deal has not happened overnight. Both the sides have been talking to each other for more than a year now. The Trump administration was involved, but so were the Kuwaitis, who have played a key role, and they were encouraged by the United States government to make sure that this deal works out. Of course, over the last few months, Jared Kushner, the senior advisor in the White House, also was involved to make sure that this deal does go through. Now, why does this deal happen right now? Of course, a lot of credit has been given to the Trump administration, but the other important factor is that the Saudis wanted to demonstrate to Joe Biden, who won the election in November, that his government, the Saudi regime rather, is willing to negotiate, because most analysts expect that the Joe Biden administration will adopt a much tougher stance against the Saudis compared to the Trump administration. And by striking this deal, the Saudis wanted to show the Biden administration that they are not holding on to their rigid position, but they are willing to negotiate wherever it's possible. But the other interesting fact or factor to watch out for is that the other three countries that were part of this Saudi alliance, the UAE, Egypt and Bahrain, are not very happy with this deal. Of course, publicly they have welcomed it, but they were reluctant because of the trust deficit between both the sides. And the Saudis have already announced that they would be opening up the borders, but we still haven't heard anything with regards to that from these three countries. So that's something to watch out for, whether this deal will be only between Saudi Arabia and Qatar or with the other three countries, which is Egypt, the UAE and Bahrain, will also implement it in its full spirit.
Samir Hashmi reporting there.